Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, we continue to feature Motown groups. This half hour, we'll hear from the Supremes, the Isley Brothers, Gladstein and the Pips, the Pointer Sisters, the Undisputed Truth, DeBarge, Boys to Men, and the Commodores. Well, first up this half hour, the Supremes, after Diana Ross had left the group, and Nathan Jones, right here on Motown Memories.
With Tom Fallon.
Thank you.
Tom Fallon.
Last night, the Pips with the End of the Road, and they reached number 15 in the United States pop charts and number 5 of the Rhythm and Blues charts from 1968. Before that, the Isley Brothers with the classic This Whole Heart of Mine is Weak for You. They reached number 12 on the pop charts, number 6 on the Rhythm and Blues charts in 1966, and that was the Isley Brothers' only top 40 song on the Motown record label. They had much greater success when they left Motown in 1969, and they went to the T-Neck record label, their own record label. And we started with the Supremes, post-Diana Ross with Nathan Jones. And I reached number 16 in the pop charts and number 8 of the Rhythm Blues charts from 1971. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. And for this hour, we're featuring Motown groups. Well, coming up, the Pointer Sisters and Friends Advice. Well, in 1978, the Pointer Sisters had begun an 11-year association with Richard Perry, first through his Planet label, and then still working with Perry on the RCA record label, with the group amassing a total of 11 top 40 hits. Well, the Pointer Sisters' career reached its peak in 1984 with a multi-platinum album entitled Breakout. There were 4 top 10 hits on that album, but that was followed by a decline in popularity, and in 1988, the Pointer Sisters ended their contract with RCA. Well, in March of 1989, the Pointer Sisters were negotiating with Motown Records, who had passed on the group originally in 1971. The group signed with Motown in May of 1989, with member June Pointer then stating, quote, "We want to help Motown get back up to where they were," quote. At that time, Motown's own fortunes were starting to fade, but unfortunately, Motown did not prove to be the label to recharge the Pointer's career. The label released the group's album entitled Right Rhythm in the summer of 1990, followed by a May 1999 issue of the 45 entitled Friends Advice. That single was a relative failure, only reaching number 36 on the Billboard's Rhythm and Blues chart. But here it is, right here on Motown Memories.
Thank you.
Tom at MotorMemories@yahoo.com.
Sometimes they don't tell the truth. Smiling faces tell lies, and I got proof.
Beside you, there.
Barge with Time Will Reveal, and then reached number 18 in the United States pop charts in 1987. Before that, The Undisputed Truth with Smiling Faces Sometimes, and then reached number 3 in the pop charts, number 2 in the Rhythm and Blues charts, and number 4 in the Adult Contemporary charts from 1971. And we started with The Pointer Sisters and Friends Advice. Didn't reach top 40 status on the pop charts, but it did reach number 36 on the Rhythm and Blues charts, and number 97 in the UK in 1990. This is Motown Memories with Tom. For this hour, we're featuring Motown groups. Well, coming up, Boys to Men, a number one smash hit from 1994, right here on Motown Men.
Close your eyes, make a wish, and blow out the candlelight. For tonight is just your night, we're gonna celebrate all through the night.
For the light the fire, girl, your wish is my command.
I submit to your demands. I will do anything, girl, you need only ask.
I'll make love to you like you want me to, and I'll hold you tight, baby, all through the night. I'll make love to you.
Keep up with the times if you wanna be mine. So if you can do it, let me know.
I could do. step. Slide your right foot out, bring it back. Third step. Stick your right heel out, bring it back. Fourth step. Stick your right toe out, bring it back.
Do it, go, 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 back, go, go.
Do you?
Play in the shape.
Contours with Can You Do It, and they reached number 41 in the United States pop charts and number 16 in the Rhythm and Blues charts in 1964. The Contours had 12 45s on the Motown record label, but only one reached top 40 status, and of course that was Do You Love Me, reaching number 3 from 1962 and number 11 from 1988. And we started with Boys to Men and I'll Make Love to You, number 1 from 1994. This hour, we featured Motown groups. I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as all the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.